It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Congratulations to the latest winner of the Impossible Question.
Tom Boggs from Radcliffe. The question was, the average American has five of these in their fridge, and the answer is expired items.
That's sad and scary. My original guess when you said the average American has five of these, I thought it was going to be eggs.
Oh.
Like you have about five eggs in your fridge.
Do you not have expired items? I mean, that could be condiments, like salad dressing.
I'm ridiculously cautious, and I go through the cabinet probably every 2 weeks and check dates.
Do you?
Yeah, and the fridge, and yeah.
Oh.
No botulism in my house, baby.
It's Brian and Tricia, and I want to get back to, we were talking about the impossible question.
Mm-hmm.
The average American has five of these in their fridge, and the answer is expired items. And you said that you don't have any expired items.
I wouldn't say none. I would say there's no way we have five.
And
I mean, like, it's rare something makes it to expired. We either use it up, or like if I'm like teetering like 2 days before, it's gone. You know?
So, and you said you go through the cabinets every couple of weeks and,
yes,
and check.
Yes.
I don't know
and
anybody
I rotate,
else.
And I rotate stuff. Like, I keep X number of cans of beans and canned vegetables and, like, coffee and cereal. I rotate my stock.
You're like a grocery store worker in your own kitchen. That's
yes, I am.
That's interesting. Okay.
Donna is very good at doing that, too. There's no way she just comes home and shoves something in a cabinet. She's very good at that.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, weird about it.
Well, I'm going to confess this, and I'm sure I'm not alone. With spices tend to get past their best by date in our house. We have a lot of spices. We use a lot of spices. Well, we had several years ago, I thought it was just a couple of years ago, but I've found out, we bought a big thing of baking powder from a bulk food store.
Uh-huh.
And so I had put some in a container, you know, in the smaller container. And so the other one, I just kind of set it out, like, out of the way, and saw it so often that I just forgot about it. You know, it's like one of those things you don't see anymore because it's always there. And so I got it down. I was like, I wonder how old that is. Well, it expired in 2012. And so
you probably bought it expired.
No, it was new and in good shape. Well, that just made me think of Zach Epperson. He told me about a few years ago, he was making gingerbread cookies.
Okay.
And so he had asked his mom about they needed some ground ginger.
Uh-huh.
And so she was like, oh, here's some. Hands it to him. And he was like, what is this? And she said, what do you mean? And it was the label was, Zach said it was a couple, like, iterations earlier. You know, they had come
to
the store.
Oh, so they've, like, redesigned the label two or three times.
Yeah. And he was like, when was this? So they looked. It expired in 1998. And I said, oh. I said, I hope you kept it. I mean, that's like memorabilia now. And he said, no, we used it. And it probably was better because it had aged so much that the spicy is so. Brian Walker probably would have had a fit.
I'm not going to eat any of Zach's cooking ever.
Probably the best gingerbread cookie ever.
We're not really having cookouts and get-togethers right now anyway here at work because of all the stuff going on. But yeah, I'm definitely low-level judging Zach and his entire family.